The Peer Advantage Podcast, episode 5004. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell, your host here at The Peer Advantage. Find the show notes for today's episode and various other useful resources by going to the website, growgreat.com. All kinds of cool stuff over there. Hope that you will subscribe to the podcast. Today we're going to continue a chapter-by-chapter audio summary of a book entitled The Power of Peers. And today we are going to summarize Chapter 2. The Power of Peers is a book written by Leon Shapiro and Leo Battari. Chapter 2 is entitled, The Pervasive Nature of Peer Influence. Again, I would encourage you to purchase the book. And as always, the podcast is brought to you by Bula Network, LLC. Bula Network is a peer advantage company serving small business owners by leveraging connection and collaboration for growth and improved performance. Birds of a feather flock together. We're all in the same boat. Great minds think alike, yada, 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 right? We have a number of phrases and sayings that speak to the significance of peer influence. Bruce Cleland and his wife, Izzy, found out that their two-year-old daughter had leukemia. Survival rate, 55%. And so Bruce did what many people do. He immersed himself into the world of blood cancer treatments, which led to a deep involvement with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. 2 years later, Bruce's daughter was in remission. And to honor his daughter and show his appreciation to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, he was able to rally 38 people together to run the New York City Marathon in order to raise money. And with a few corporate sponsors, but mostly the dollars were through individual donations, Bruce was able to raise $322,000. And that was only after spending 5 months training and preparing for his first marathon. The group would gather regularly at a local restaurant, a local bar, in order to compare notes and talk about their progress as they were preparing to run this marathon. Everybody was committed to the group. Everybody was committed to the cause. And because of that mutual support, well, the group succeeded. In fact, they succeeded quite wildly, I would say. $322,000 raised. That 38-member team was really just the start. It was the beginning of a successful endurance sport fundraising program, which came to be Team in Training, inspiring over 650,000 participants to achieve their goals and to raise $1.3 billion, that's with a B, for blood cancer research. Now, that survival rate of 55% back in the 80s when this happened, yeah, it's 95% today. Together, anything is possible. It starts when we're young. Our parents knew this, right? Our parents, they knew the power of peer influence. And that's why they always tried to know who we were going to be with when we left the house. And it's why they wanted to know who our friends were. And maybe it's why they sometimes gave us pushback if we had friends that they didn't quite approve of. In 2005, Gary Ladd, a professor of psychology and human development at Arizona State University, he published a book entitled Children's Peer Relations and Social Competence, subtitled A Century of Progress. Peer relations are more balanced than parent-child relations. And as children, we are largely influenced by these relationships. Well, no shock there. Most of us have experienced this in our own lives. Considerable research has proven that our own level of self-confidence and self Efficacy is largely determined by peer influence. And so as we're interacting with our peers, we learn some things about ourselves and we learn some things about others, but we learn some things about ourselves that really serve us with greater confidence. Our peers, they also hold us accountable. You remember in school when somebody was acting up, the teacher would threaten to punish the entire class if one class clown, if they were going to continue to disrupt the class, right? We all did this and we would sit there. Those of us that were behaving would sit there and think, well, that's not fair. That's not going to be fair if he continues to act up and we have to pay for it. Well, teachers do that because it works. Because we would all sit there, no matter thinking how unfair it would be, but hopefully that pressure on the evildoer to be held accountable to the entire class, knowing that their behavior was going to impact all the rest of us, hopefully that dynamic, it would change their behavior. That was the hope. And more often than not, it worked. Peer influence drives learning. Lecturing is giving way to facilitating where students are more engaged. Admittedly, this is mostly true in graduate coursework, but increasingly it's finding its way into secondary education and other places. Number one, students engage as colleagues, not competitors. There are many benefits to collaboration and to some sense of abundance. This in contrast to when I was a kid, you know, kids holding their elbows out and their forearms covering their paper. Number two, students learn the value of dialogue. Dialogue trumps debate or discussion because it provides students with a richer and more meaningful conversation. Number three, students learn to trust each other. Sharing and listening without fear of being judged, well, that builds trust. And that allows for deeper, more honest conversations. Number four, students get a taste of what abundance looks like. Students know that no matter how much they contribute to the group, they're always going to get more in return. And as they do, well, the group just grows stronger. Well, peer influence happens in the workplace as well. The Handbook of Interpersonal Communication by Knapp and Daly defines peer relationships as, quote, relationships between coworkers at the same hierarchical level with no formal authority over one another. And so peers serve as important sources of intellectual and emotional support. And we all know this in the workplace. This happens. The boss says something in a meeting, and then the employees begin to talk about it. According to the book Seeing Red Cars by Laura Goodrich, they're trying to make sense of it. The employees are trying to make sense of what the boss has just said, but too frequently it results in people making assumptions and engaging in banter that it doesn't always have a whole lot to do with taking positive action. Author Ken Blanchard, he notes that up to 70% of all organizational initiatives fail. Up to 70%. That's a high failure rate. Leaders can't impose their will. Some think they can, but they can't. Now, what they can do is they can create conditions that allow employees to make the organization successful and help the organization achieve whatever those strategic goals might be and help them do that more often. The Edelman Trust Barometer has tracked public trust in institutions for the past 15 plus years. In 2015, the barometer showed a decline in trust levels across the board. Government, non-government, business, didn't matter. When we don't trust our institutions, when we don't trust our government, we turn to each other, to our peers. In 2003, Fred Reichel, a partner at Bain & Company, he created the Net Promoter Score, NPS. It's determined by answering the ultimate question. On a 0 to 10 scale, how likely is it that you would recommend us or this product, this service, this brand to a friend or a colleague? On a 0 to 10 scale, how likely is it that you would recommend this thing to a friend or to a colleague? The real power is found in our willingness to listen to our peers. And this influence is not always conscious. Are you a Mac person or a PC person? It's more than technology. It's community. And you likely relate to one or the other. And if you do relate to one, then you don't relate to the other, or at least not as much. Now, I'm a Mac guy. I bought the Mac when it first came out, 1984. $3,000 for a Mac that didn't even have a hard drive. Oh, yeah. Well, I did get that cool ImageWriter printer, that dot matrix printer. So I'm dating myself, but I'm a Mac person. Now, I've operated PCs, and I know how to operate a PC, but I identify more with Mac. And you identify more with one or the other. There was a study done of buskers, these street musicians, in a New York City subway. And it showed that when people would see other people giving money to the busker, they were 8 times more likely to go ahead and make their own contribution than those who didn't see anybody contributing money. Now, as a lifelong retailer, I can attest to the power of peers during a store-wide sale, because when shoppers see other people pressing around the cashier counter making purchases, they are positively influenced to make a purchase themselves, no doubt thinking, hey, the deals must be good because look at all these other people. Back in the 60s and 70s, traveling with the family when I was youngster, you know, parents are going to pull into a truck stop, some diner along some road that maybe you've never traveled before, based on what? I can tell you what it was based on the number of cars in the parking lot. You know, a diner with no cars in the parking lot during a time when you would expect to see cars in the parking lot and it was open, you're not going to stop there. No matter that you don't know the people that represent these cars, it's just, you just grow to assume, you know, if our peers don't find this appealing, we're probably not going to. And if they do find it appealing, then we're likely to find it appealing. We have a yearning to be part of a community. Peer influence impacts that, even if we're not consciously thinking about it. And it crosses all cultures. It's not just unique to America. The degree and how it's manifested, that might differ from country to country, from society to society, even from generation to generation. But the concepts and the foundation, they're the same anywhere you go. The power of peers is word of mouth at scale. We're less inclined to trust institutional experts than the opinions and experiences of peers we've never met. It's why if you look at social media and there's some company, we don't know the person behind that tweet. We don't know the person behind that Facebook post. It's got less credibility. But now if it's Jane or if it's Tom and they work for said company, okay, it's a little different. We jump on Twitter, we jump on Yelp, and we listen to what other people have to say. And so powerful is this influence that in 2006, Time Magazine named you as the person of the year. You, whoever you are, because we're all influencing one another. Amazon, LinkedIn, Glassdoor, on and on it goes. The online communities that are leveraging the power of peers. And we find ourselves collaborating through these communities. And even as members come and go, the communities remain strong. You go on to Amazon, and what are you looking for? Well, you're looking for 5-star reviews. And you read that 1-star review. You don't have a clue who that person is, but they're influencing you. That community matters. Peer influence impacts winning. One of the most extraordinary examples of this is the women's basketball team at the University of Connecticut. In 2015, that team, they won their 10th national title in 20 years. What makes them so dominant? Their head coach, Gino Urijima, he suggests that it's culture and that it has to do with getting these highly competitive players together and making sure that they're committed to each other. Players see other high-level players making sacrifices for the team. They see players willing to come off the bench that they might think should start. And it influences all the members of the team to put the team ahead of their own personal goals, their own personal self-interest. And it makes the team stronger. Having the support of a team is powerful. It doesn't matter if you're running your first marathon to raise money for some cause that you desperately believe in, or if you're part of a national title team of basketball players. At home, in school, at work, in sports, peers matter. Sometimes their influence is right up front. It's just easy to see. Other times, it's way more subtle, and we may not even recognize it. Peer influence doesn't care if you're the CEO or business owner, because no matter where people work, no matter where they go to school, peer influence happens in person and online. Your peers are critical to your success and to your happiness. And they include everybody from those colleagues that you see every day at work to perfect strangers who happen to share a common interest, even if it's just for a moment in time. Think of the last time you went to Amazon and you looked at a book. Okay, well, what's the conclusion of all this? My hope is that you are beginning to see and to sense the power of peers. Mostly, I hope that you're beginning to see how powerful it can be when you need help to grow and improve in your business and in your life. Me, well, I'm working to help improve the business and the lives of just 14 business owners to join me as I facilitate the charter groups of The Peer Advantage. You can find out more by going to thepeeradvantage.com. Thepeeradvantage.com. And there you have it. Quick, easy, painless. If I didn't tell you last time, I think I'll tell you this time. I mean, these are going to be under 20 minutes. A chapter in 20 minutes? You kidding me? Yeah, absolutely. And I hope it provokes you to think. More importantly, I really hope it provokes you to act. And again, check out thepeeradvantage.com if you're a small business owner and you have any interest at all in joining ranks with 6 other business owners, making a total of 7 of you with me working as the facilitator, to move your business and your life forward. That's it. It's all for me. Go to the website, growgreat.com. Find out more, and you can see show notes. Today was episode 5004. So chapter 1 was 5003. If you missed that, go back, catch up, and we'll move this thing forward day by day, week by week. And I hope all is well with you and your small business. Till next time. My name is Randy Cantrell, coming to you from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, from a place that I call the Yellow Studio.